It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and we're into show number two of the Tibbetts Summer Theater, getting ready for the Fantastics opening up on Wednesday night at the Ponds of Coldwater, coming off the Best of Broadway. And she's probably actually thinking several weeks ahead, putting all this together. Rachel Merringer, who's the production stage manager for Tibbetts Summer Theater again this year. This is how many years for you, Rachel, back at Tibbetts?
It is my third season.
Okay, so familiar with what's going on. Obviously, last year was the, oh my goodness, we got our whole, redeveloped the whole thing year, and you guys pulled all that off in the Ponds last year, this year too, putting it together. So let's say, in a normal year, what would be the role of a stage manager for someone who's never kind of seen how that works behind the scenes?
So my job is to come into rehearsal, take blocking, which is the movement of all of the actors. Also, track props, which just make sure that they are, the actors know where they're located, where they're going, and then also take line notes, which is making sure that if somebody messes up on a line, correcting that and just keeping track of all of those as well. And then I send out daily schedules and daily reports to everyone in the company. And so it's a lot of work. And my first summer here, I was involved in all 7 shows and then stayed on for Next to Normal. And then last year, I was involved in all 7 shows as well.
So it's just a ton of coordination, obviously, goes through you. The director obviously sets all the stuff of what they want to see on the stage and the musical director and those kinds of things. But actual running of the show and making it all happen, that's kind of all down to that stage manager role, right? So all the execution. So did you ever think, watch the old MASH episodes, Your Radar O'Reilly?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
So what kind of attracted you to that end of the theater business as opposed to being the actual onstage person?
So I used to act as a kid, and when I was a junior in high school, it was just getting a little too much with being in high school and doing my after-school activities, and so I stopped acting. And with the community theater I was working with, it was just easier to come in and do, the technical side of things. And I loved it, and it was one of my favorite things to do. And stage management was just the thing that got me. And when I got to college, I started with a completely different track and just fell in love with stage management in college and switched over and went to Point Park and have continued since.
So folks might not realize, so every night when you're at the theater, obviously you can leave all stuff up there, obviously some of the things you put away each night after the shows, but it's a totally different atmosphere at the Ponds because it is that open air setting and everything else out there. You've got to basically set up and tear down a show every night, right?
Yeah, we have to take down all of the audio equipment, most of the lighting equipment, and then we leave out the set and some of the other things, but we take down pretty much everything else.
So that's almost putting up a whole production every night, minus the some parts of the set, so there's a lot of extra work to it, though. But the ability to actually do that, when you were working last summer for Tibbetts, and we talked to some of the other actors about this, you probably had a lot of your colleagues were envious that you actually were at a theater that actually was operating, right?
Yeah, we were one of the only ones that was open, so actually getting to the theater was a little strange because nobody else was doing it. But also it was a great relief because we got to just sit back and really enjoy what we were doing because we were in the middle of such a rough year, and it was just very fun to do what we were doing last summer.
Yeah. Well, the behind-the-scenes part is a huge piece of this. You and I had a chance to work together when you were my boss during Next to Normal. When I got to run the sound for that, and you weren't too harsh on me, so I appreciate that. So, well, it's a needed, obviously, a kind of a thankless job that happens behind the scenes for all the tech crew that makes it happen, and especially at a setting like the Ponds where there's so many other things. So people are, spotlights, you can't do normal spotlights. Lights at the Pines. Tell people how that's done.
Yeah, we use these really powerful flashlights, and our spotlight operators sit up on these tall chairs and then on tiny little platforms so they can be above the audience, and then they just hold the flashlight either to their shoulders or to their heads, depending on where people are sitting or standing.
Now, did you make them like do extra exercises going into the season so they'd be strong enough to be able to do that?
No, we didn't, and I think they're regretting that.
I feel for them. What do you watch over there? They're holding, you know, trying to hold it so still, but doing a wonderful job. But again, it's that innovative, trying to make it happen in the setting that you're in. And it actually works absolutely perfect for it. So great stuff. Well, congratulations on the opening week last week, and good luck for the shows the rest of the season. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.
All right. That's the production stage manager, Rachel Oranger, who is with us this morning. Tibbetts Summer Theater 2021 edition, which, again, the second show of the season comes up. And that's The Fantastics beginning tomorrow night at the Ponds of Coldwater. On this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.